Today is Friday, July 24th. I'm Megan Lynch. The St. John Police Department continues to search for a suspect in a recent attempted kidnapping. Police say a white male attempted to kidnap an 8-year-old girl last week around 1 p.m. near the intersection of Natural Bridge Road and Clearview Drive. The girl was walking home Thursday with her brother before being left alone for a few minutes. Police say the man approached the girl, grabbed her arm, and told her to come with him. The girl screamed, prompting her dog to bark. The man then ran away. St. John police describe him as in his 30s with brown hair and blue eyes. The man accused of assaulting and seriously injuring a Ferguson police officer has changed his plea after the first day of trial.
Elijah Gant is pleading guilty to one count of assault in the second and one count of resisting arrest after lowering his shoulder into Officer T.J. Brown, knocking him to the concrete, and causing significant brain damage. St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Melissa Price-Smith says her office was happy to receive the news of the plea in exchange for dropping two other smaller charges, attempted escape from custody, and property damage. Price Smith says they received the blessing of Officer Brown to move forward with the guilty plea.
Every decision, every step in this case has been with the agreement and or at the behest of Officer Brown and his family. So they were in complete agreement, and it was Officer Brown's decision to move forward when it was presented to him with the guilty plea.
The plea is a blind plea, meaning there is no deal related to how much time Gant will serve. Sentencing is set for November 20th. Prosecutors will ask for 19 years total. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Have you ever seen a political sign in a public right-of-way and wondered if it's allowed? Whether it is or not, don't think about taking it.
A St. Louis County councilwoman is under police investigation for allegedly pulling a county executive candidate's campaign sign out of the public median on Wydown Boulevard, according to the Post-Dispatch. An officer spotted Lisa Clancy stop her car last week near Washington University, grab a sign promoting candidate Brian Williams, toss it in her front seat, and drive away. Police ran the plates and confirmed the car was hers. The Post-Dispatch found that she had a Jake Zimmerman sign, Williams' main opponent in the August 4th Democratic primary, in her yard. Clayton police are considering possible municipal violation charges. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
St. Louis City has received $1.8 million in grants to support a Youth Build program teaching trades and construction to local teens. Youth Build program director Carlos Ball says some graduates have returned to St. Louis City to work on homes damaged by May's tornado a year ago.
As I was speaking about our disaster recovery program, they're specifically working in those tornado-impacted areas. These are graduates from the program coming right back into their community because many of them come from North and West St. Louis where the tornado hit.
Mayor Kara Spencer says the program will also teach young people how to use artificial intelligence. St. Louis Public Schools have wrapped up a community engagement sessions on the Future Ready Consolidation Plan. The district proposal aims to right-size the district's footprint and fix a $41 million deficit by closing up to 20 buildings. Parents who packed the final hearings expressed frustration over the fast timeline. They questioned how school closures could boost academic achievement. Superintendent Dr. Myra Berry says the status quo is unsustainable.
We have 300 certified teacher vacancies. We have rooms with students that are over 30, but rooms with students less than 10. We also have schools that are at full capacity, but then we have schools that have 100 or less students that can hold over 400 students. We are transporting children all the way for north and for south, and it's costing us $32 million. And again, we're facing a $41 million deficit.
Berry says administrators will weigh public feedback before presenting a final footprint recommendation to the school board. There's a growing problem in Soulard. A mound of dirt that's more than 15 feet tall. It's been called Mount Soulard.
A large mound of dirt that was illegally dumped in Soulard over the past few months was condemned last Friday. Alderwoman Jamie Cox-Antwee said the mound at 2221 South 7th Street started as a small pile earlier this year before it grew to new heights.
I had heard that there were conversations on social media about the mound reaching a new height. And there were videos and pictures taken of the mound being almost as tall as the building next door, which was really shocking, you know, to me.
Tim Jeffries, the acting building commissioner for the city of St. Louis, says the property is owned by the developer for a nearby construction site, which KMOX has independently confirmed is JLN Soulard Properties.
The owner of the property, our resources tell us that he told his crews to maybe dump one or two piles of sand, kind of store the sand, and it got out of control and they just kept going and going. It got worse and worse.
A stop work order has also been issued on the property, meaning no more dirt should be dumped. And part of the condemnation orders the dirt to be moved, quote, in a timely manner, which Jeffrey says the owner has agreed to.
If nothing has initiated within 1 week, we're going to get on him pretty good because he's agreed to this. So we're going to give him his due process and let him get it going, okay?
JLN Soulard Properties has declined to comment. Jade Aubrey, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.